the Alaskan wilderness, Mr. Landers. Miles from any place. There's no one we can get to.
Then what do we do? Just wait to die?
That might be just about the size of it, Mr. Landers. Just about the size of it.
Theater 5 presents Just Call Me Lucky.
Another round.
Nah, had enough. You flipped them cards too easy for me. Lost every time.
Come on, pass the time on this dreary journey. Fast round of poker.
Nah, had enough. They sure named you right. Lucky, huh?
Lucky Landers.
Worked out lucky for you?
So far.
How long you been in Alaska?
A year, one whole year.
One long year. Looks like Alaska's been good to you in that time. One whole year, huh? What'd you say if you'd been here for 40 years like me?
You're talking to the wrong man, old-timer. I don't let the grass grow. In and out is how I work it. A year's been too long already, but I'll be gone in a week. With luck.
Well, like you say, that's your name. Lucky.
Yep, that's my name.
It's a good thing for you, leaving. Folks like you can't live in Alaska. Can't learn.
Learn? What is there to learn?
How to live with it. How to sit still when you have to, not go jumping around too nervous to just
set.
You're always rushing things. When winter comes, you just gotta wait for spring. Won't do you no good trying to rush it. Some things just won't be rushed.
Like this train. How do you manage to get things done?
Mister, not everything's worth doing. Things that are, they get done.
Now, you've been trying for 40 years. What'd it get you? An old sourdough? Poor as you were when you came, I wouldn't be surprised.
You're not far wrong. You don't get rich trying to pan for gold.
Some fellas did.
Yeah, the real old-timers. When I came, the pickings were lean.
There's still gold in Alaska, but you can't get it panning. Placer mining's how you do it.
I know. But that takes machinery, equipment, takes money, takes a syndicate.
That's right. Everything takes money. It takes money to make money. And you can make it everywhere here in Alaska. In gold, in timber, in land, in iron.
Oh, that's the new breed, huh? No place for the old prospector. The businessman, huh? The operator.
You hit it on the nose, old-timer. You mind if we knock off the talk now? I want to catch a couple of winks.
Yeah, you better tie that briefcase onto your arm if you sleep. You've been clutching it so tight, you don't want to take a chance of letting go.
Now, don't you worry none about my briefcase. It'll stay right here with me.
Well, the way you grab it, fella, I'd think you'd stuffed with money.
What? What?
Nothing. Just making a joke.
Crummy train, no privacy. Decent train, you get a compartment.
No fooling. Conductor.
What is it, Tom?
This fella here wants privacy. Name's Lucky. He like a compartment. Have we got any compartments on this train, you think?
Well, not at the moment. We're still kind of young as a state, you see. But we'll get around to it.
Oh, he comes from New York.
Well, you tell him when we're as old as New York, we'll have compartments too. We'll get you to Fairbanks, but I can't guarantee when.
I don't like your conversation either. Why don't you take a powder or something? There are other seats in the train. Go on.
That gives you a free choice, too, mister.
Suits me. I could do without your company. Hope your next 40 years will be better.
They suited me.
I'm sure they did. Mind if I take this seat here?
It's empty. Suit yourself.
Yeah, thanks. Al! Al Hine!
Lucky!
I didn't know you were on the train.
That's mutual.
You're sure it's all right if I sit down here?
Sure. There's nothing more you can take me for.
Oh, look, Al, you're talking to business. Don't make it personal. I got nothing against you. Never had. You know that.
Sure, sure. Heard that little conversation. Going to build up Alaska, huh? Want to build up lucky landers, you mean?
Oh, look, Al, did I cheat you?
What do you mean, cheat me? You mean go in for double-entry stuff, out-and-out fraud, things like that? No, it was nothing like that. It was all legal. You didn't break a single law. You just crowded me out, that's all. I'll say this much for you. You didn't let the victim die a lingering death. You made it fast and merciful.
Yeah, well, whoever showed me mercy? My knuckles are bloody from getting stepped on by the guy on the higher rung of the ladder when I was trying to make my way up. Law of the Wild. You're from Alaska. You always were ready with a spiel about the pioneer virtues. Okay, look around you. Look at nature here in your precious Alaska. Who shows mercy among the animals? It's kill or be killed. Eat or be eaten.
Animals kill for food, never for pleasure. I've seen you making your deals. You came here hating us, hating the land, hating everything except the money. If you could, you'd take everything, strip it all bare, and leave.
You'd do the same if you had the chance, or the brains, or the luck.
Yeah, especially the luck. Sure, I'd take my share, but I'd leave something, too. You don't harvest one crop and let the land go to ruin. You furrow, you till, you plant, so there can be other harvests. And for others, too.
What others? There's only the number one man. Myself, yourself. The number one man counts. There are no others. Who gave me a break when I was trying to make it? Me, that's who. I did it myself. Think I could have made it being a nice guy? Think I would have gotten a foot in the door? Sure, I connived to get my first deal, and I used that for the second. I parlayed them, and with every deal, I stood to lose the whole works.
And now you're going up to make the final killing, up to Fairbanks.
How'd you know that?
Alaska's a small town, despite its size. News gets around, and that's the stuff for the killing there in that briefcase, right?
Yeah. Everything I own. Everything I worked for. Right in there.
Aren't you afraid to carry it with you?
I got a great fear dispeller with me. It's called a 45. I'd use it if I had to.
Yes, I know you would.
Well, now, how long does it take to get to Fairbanks? I got an appointment. What's happened now? Another stop? Can you see anything through the window?
I can't make it out from here.
Now, why are we stopped? I gotta get to Fairbanks. A conductor!
Sorry, folks. There's gonna be a delay. Tracks have been blocked by a snowslide. Won't be too long, I hope. Maybe an hour, maybe longer.
I gotta get to Fairbanks.
So do the other passengers.
Now, what are you trying to do, ruin me?
Mister, you know of any other way, you go right ahead.
There's got to be another way.
There are bush pilots around. They're always willing to take passengers. There's one not too far from here, I think.
Yeah.
Biedemeyer's the name, I believe.
Come on with me. You're going to Fairbanks, too, aren't you?
Yes, but I'm not in any hurry. There's nothing waiting for me in Fairbanks except bankruptcy. You go ahead on your own. Good luck. Not that you need any more. You've got enough for an army, let alone one man.
Thanks.
Where do you think you're going?
To find a plane.
Biedemeyer's place? But you ain't dressed for walking through snow.
Alaskans aren't the only ones who are tough. I'll make it. Don't you worry.
I ain't worrying, but you may be. You'll need plenty of luck.
You know me. That's my name, Lucky. Lucky Landers.
Shouldn't be surprised seeing how you're dressed. Come on over to the stove and warm up. You look half froze. Where'd you come from?
I walked from the train.
Stalled again?
Yeah.
This is the branch line. Main line does a little better, though they have the same kind of weather. What happened this time?
Snowslide.
Sit down, thaw out. How about some hot coffee? Always got a pot of hot coffee going here.
Thanks. I don't mind.
Yeah, Alaska's a cold place, especially for outsiders.
You figure me for an outsider?
Just one look at you tells me. I know a native and I know the others. Me, I was born here. Never left it, neither.
I guess you like it.
Oh, I know it ain't everybody's cup of tea. Suits me just fine.
Yeah, that's nice. But look, Mr. Biedermeier.
Why don't you call me Sam? That's what they all call me. What's your name?
Landers.
I mean your first name.
Lucky. That's what they call me.
Yeah. Mighty interesting name. Reminds me of a fellow...
Look, Mr. Biedermeier.
Sam.
Sam, let's skip the anecdotes in the autobiography, huh?
A little friendly talk don't hurt, man.
Well, I'm in a hurry. A desperate hurry. I have to get to Fairbanks. I got an appointment. It's important. Where's your pilot? I want to hire him.
I'm the pilot.
I thought you were the owner.
Owner, pilot, mechanic, everything. One-man operation.
We got something in common.
What?
Never mind. Will you take me to Fairbanks?
When are you planning to go?
What do you mean, when? Now, right now.
Nope.
What do you mean, nope? Isn't it your business flying passengers?
Sure, when I figure it's right.
Right? What do you mean, right?
Weather is what I mean. There's some bad flying between here and Fairbanks, and I don't go up with as bad weather threatening.
But it looks perfectly clear.
I know the signs. I hear the reports. I'm sorry in a hurry, Lucky, but I got to look out for your interests.
My interests? My interests demand that I be in Fairbanks on time. What do you mean, my interests?
I mean your life, Lucky. Your safety.
I'll pay you.
Of course. Didn't expect I'd fly you for nothing, did you?
I'll pay you more than what you're accustomed to get.
That's mighty tempting, but the answer is still no.
But if I'm willing to take the chance...
Well, maybe you might be willing. Name like Lucky. But seeing as how I'm only called Sam.
Well, I promise you some of my luck. How about that, huh? It'll rub off on you. Look, please, I got to get to Fairbanks.
I didn't say I wouldn't take you. Just that I can take you till the reports are more favorable. If it's business taking you to Fairbanks, it'll keep. Sit a while, relax. Sample some of my cookies. Always keep a tin on hand. Mrs. Post, an old friend of mine, she always bakes me up a batch. She knows I got a sweet tooth. That's her picture up there. Her and her husband, Bill, and their four kids. Hmm. Yeah, nice family, friends of mine.
Yeah. All those pictures on the wall. A lot of families.
Yep, they're all friends of mine.
A lot of kids.
Yeah, they're wonderful kids. I guess living the kind of life I do, bush pilot, never got to have a family of my own. Maybe that's why I got a special place for these friends. Especially their kids.
Mm.
You got kids?
Yes, a boy.
Boy? You are lucky. What's his name?
Bob.
Bob. How old is he?
He's 12.
12? Hey, you look kind of young to have a 12-year-old son.
I look younger than I am.
Bobby, huh? Who's he look like, you or your wife?
My wife. Bobby, he's sick. Up in Fairbanks. My wife wired me, and I was trying to get up there in time. That's why it's urgent. It's an emergency.
Well, why didn't you say right off instead of wasting time with talk? Now, don't you take your coat off. We've got to get going. We'll get you to Fairbanks. Feeling all right, Lucky?
Sure.
Have been up in a small plane before, light as this?
No.
Takes a little getting used to. This little plane feels the wind. It gets kind of bouncy. I don't notice it anymore. I've been flying them too long. We'll do fine, though, don't you worry. Which doctor your wife get for Bobby? Hope she gets Dr. Barnes. He's the best. Everybody in Fairbanks knows him.
What are you doing now?
Getting down a bit to check the landmarks.
Don't you have radar?
Radar? Mister, my pair of eyes, 20/20. That's all the radar I got. This ain't no commercial airplane.
How far are we from Fairbanks now?
As the crow flies, about 70 miles.
The snow's coming down heavy. Isn't it dangerous?
There's danger in everything. As long as you're with me, don't...
What?
You promised to let me your lock, remember?
Why don't you try to relax? Put that briefcase down. You'll wear through the handles the way you're clutching it. Must be important.
It is. Papers.
Oh?
Important papers.
Oh? Hey. Snow is thick. I can barely make out the landmarks. Brace yourself. We're going down lower.
Do we have to?
If we want to stay on course, if we want to get to Fairbanks.
And those trees, they seem to be coming right at us. Look out! We're falling!
Take it easy. We're in control. We have to land fast, but we're in control. Steady now, steady. You all right?
I think so.
Well, that's one accomplishment. We've come down in one piece.
Come down where?
That's a good question. Now, let's take a look outside.
Oh, it's cold.
Sure is.
Where are we?
Judging from the course we took and the time it took, about 30 miles from Fairbanks, I'd say. Might as well be 1,000 unless we can figure out a way out of here.
What about the plane? Well, can it fly again?
Not the way she is.
Then what now?
Well, I have to tell you the truth. It's serious.
But we're only 30 miles away.
We can't walk the distance. And we can't stay here. It'd be dark in an hour. It might last till daybreak, but I couldn't promise. If we're not rescued...
Rescued? Can we be rescued?
There's one thing riding for us. We follow the course taken by the commercial planes. They follow this lane all the time. All we have to do is signal. Then they'll see us and send a copter. But we have to do it now.
Now, what kind of a signal? You told me you didn't have the equipment. What'll you use for a signal?
Fire. We'll build a fire. Now, luck is with us. The wind is down now, so we can get a fire going. Give me those papers in your briefcase.
What?
Oh, I know they're important papers, but they're paper. What we need to get a blaze fast. Then maybe we can find dry wood to feed it.
What papers? What papers?
The papers in your briefcase.
No, I need them.
Now, look, you don't understand the spot we're in. You want to get to your boy, don't you?
Boy? What boy?
What's the matter with you? Your sick boy, Bobby. Don't he count more than the papers?
No. I need them. You know what's inside. You want to steal it. You want to steal it.
I don't care what they are, except that they'll burn.
You touch that briefcase and I'll blast you to pieces. Stand back.
You pulling a gun on me. Why, you miserable fool, you must be sick.
I'm warning you, stand back!
I'll take that gun. Your luck is still holding, you missed. I'll keep the gun and I'll take the papers. Ain't you ashamed? Your boy lying sick and you making a miserable fuss about some papers. Papers? Mister, this briefcase is full of money.
Yes. Everything I have, I worked for it. Schemed, plotted, sweated for a year, a whole year for this one deal in Fairbanks.
I see. There is no boy, no wife. You took me in. It was business after all. An emergency, you said. There was no emergency. But there is one now unless we get that fire going. Now you just stand out of my way.
Oh, no.
It's catching. Yes, it's catching.
My money. No.
When it comes to burning, it's just paper, and you stand back. I happen to be a good shot. A very good shot.
You're burning up my money.
The fire's getting brighter.
All my money.
There's still some left.
Stop.
Listen.
What?
You hear it? A plane coming over. Let's get the fire higher.
No.
He saw us. You see him dip his wing? He saw us. We're saved. You hear that? We're saved. You were right. You were named right. Lucky. You did bring us luck.
Oh, my money.
Oh, it isn't all gone. There's enough left for you. Probably enough for fare back to... Where did you say you came from?
Five has presented Just Call Me Lucky, written by Max Burton and directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Wayne Tippett, Dave Kerman, Ben Yaffe, Sam Nudell, and Stan Watt. Audio engineer Marty Folia. Sound technician Ed Blaney. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Ted Bell. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.